Remarks of the President, Anderson, Indiana, 9 October 1952.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This looks like 1948 to me. This is a wonderful tribute to a wonderful man. And we're most grateful this morning for this fine demonstration for the President of the United States. I had an opportunity a little while ago to present him to a fine audience at Indianapolis, but now I have the privilege of presenting to you another good friend of ours, a very dear friend of mine and of yours, a man who served Indiana faithfully for 4 years in an important position, who I am sure and I'm happy to recommend to you as the next governor of Indiana, John A. Watkins.
Thank you, Governor Stricker. And now it is my very great pleasure to present to you the President of the United States of America.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate most highly this turnout at this hour of the day. The last time I was through Anderson, we didn't stop, and I've regretted it. I've regretted it ever since. Now, I don't think there's any secret about why I'm here. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic ticket, if you don't know it. I'm doing that because I think this is about the most important election we've ever had. I'm also doing it for the reason that I want to see the policies inaugurated by Franklin Roosevelt and carried out by me continued. And they will not be continued if we turn the government over to the pullbacks. You have some fine Democrats running for office here in Indiana, and I hope you'll vote for them. You certainly could improve upon your present situation in Indiana. You have a man running for senator who's been your governor, who's made an able and distinguished record, Governor Stricker, and I know he'll do the same thing in the Congress and the Senate if you send him there. Then for Congress, you have John Beamer. For Governor, John Watkins, who just introduced me, and I know you're going to put that ticket over. As for the national ticket, we have as able a man in Adlai Stevenson as I've ever met. I don't have to tell you much about him. He's a neighbor of yours, and I expect you know his great record over in Illinois as well as I do. He's a neighbor of mine, too, because I live on the other side of him, over in Missouri. But I'd like to say this. Governor Stevenson is the finest new civilian leader to come along since Franklin Roosevelt, back in 1932. He looked out for you and for your interests. Roosevelt did, just as I have tried to do. This is a very, very important election to you. It's going to make a lot of difference to you personally. A difference in your chances for peace, a difference in your chances for prosperity. Right now, the city is booming. There's work for everybody and a chance for everybody to get ahead. That's just as true in the countryside as in this town. In fact, it's true of the whole United States. Now, we want to keep things that way as best we can, and we can do it. We can keep our country prospering and growing every year. But it won't happen by accident. It'll only happen if you have a government that is bound and determined to help you make it happen. That's what you'll get from the Democratic Party. We've proved that we can do it. Remember 1949, slack times threatened then, but we never let it get serious. We had things booming again by the spring of 1950. And that was before Korea, before the defense program ever started. Now, what will you get from the pullbacks and the Republicans? Well, look at their record and you'll find out. In 1921, when bad times threatened, they didn't do a thing. And we had 7 million unemployed in the country. In 1939, when the same thing happened, the Republicans set a new record. That time, they got unemployment up around 14 million by 1932. And if you give the country over to them again, they'll improve on that. Don't think they've changed any. The record shows they're still the same as always. Just 4 years ago, a big majority of the Republican congressmen opposed the full employment bill. They were against full employment. They thought it was a crackpot idea to set a goal of 60 million jobs. Now we have 62 million jobs, not counting the military at all. But they say it's terrible. They're going to change all that. Don't you let them do it. That's what I think they'll do if you turn the country over to them. You'll get a change, all right. But I don't think it'll be the kind of a change you want. Remember that their candidate for president is a soldier by profession. And remember that a party which has proved it can't be trusted with the people's welfare cannot be trusted with the country's safety. Think of your own interest when you go to the polls. You yourselves are the government. Think of what helps you. And if you do that, you go to the polls on the 4th of November, and you'll vote for the welfare of this great nation. You'll vote for the efforts that we're making for peace in the world. You'll vote the ticket that will do the country and you the most good. And when you do that, you'll vote a straight Democratic ticket, and the government of the United States will be in safe hands for another 4 years. Don't forget that.